Welcome to another episode of the Countdown to PDC 09 show. We have a couple guests I'll introduce here in a moment as we dial 10 minutes on the timer to keep us honest. A couple things I wanted to call out. First thing is we did extend the early bird discount, so there's a $300 discount going on that had ended, but due to popular demand, we've extended it. So that's extended until the 30th of October. So if you want to save $300 on registration, it's a great way to do it. Sign up soon. The other thing, we just announced on the website that we're going to play the Visual Studio documentary that you might have seen on Channel 9. It was delivered in 2 half-hour parts. We're going to jam it into 1 hour. We're going to get the crew that actually put that documentary together here at Microsoft, and we hope to have a lot of the cast and people that are featured kind of in the history of Visual Studio, who will already be at the PDC probably anyway. We'll make sure they're there and available for some Q&A. So that should be actually really, really interesting. And by the way, that's Monday night, November 16th. So if you're flying in and you're wondering, well, what do I do that night? I encourage you to go over to the convention center, register, and then just sit down and watch a movie. It starts at 6:30 p.m. So that should be pretty cool. Another shout out to Richard Castell, MVP of the Next Gen User Group, which is www.nxtgenug.net. We'll put that in the show notes so people can link to it. They have a photo caption contest that's going on that features the little foam Channel 9 guy and I think an MVP guy, because Richard's actually an MVP, runs the Next Gen User Group. They have a photo caption contest, and the winner of the caption contest actually gets a pass to the PDC. So again, big value for basically just writing up a caption, so that's pretty cool. By the way, the deadline for that happens to be Friday the 23rd, which is just a couple days from our recording here. So as soon as you get it up, you're going to want to be clever on the caption. The last thing before we get to our guests I want to talk about is the solver of our last hard hat challenge, which is a couple episodes ago now. It was a bit tricky. It was based on steganography. So we encoded one image inside of another image, and you'll see the results in the show notes, which showed this little jelly bean image. And if you held the jelly bean image up to a Microsoft tag reader and took a shot of it, it was a Microsoft tag that would take you to a URL all about steganography, and you could give the name of the solution. So Marcus from Indiana, Tochter, I think is maybe how you say his alias on Channel 9, solved it. Congratulations. We've sent out the t-shirt. Hopefully that's arrived. So with that, let's introduce our guests here. So we've got Kenny Young and Josh Benelow, is that how you say it?
Indeed.
Of the, I guess what I'll call the puzzle dev crew. I like the PDC there.
Yep.
And to start things off, it sounds like you guys have brought your own hard hat challenge.
Yeah, we've been putting out a lot of puzzles via Twitter in the last few weeks.
So you guys have been driving our users mad, okay. Yeah,
that's us. And so we have a lot of puzzle events that we do at Microsoft of all different kinds. Some are short, some are long. And for the hard hat challenge, we decided to pick one of our longer puzzles.
Ooh.
And bring that out for people to try, to try and solve. So this is something
it.
That a lot of people at Microsoft have seen, but a lot of people who are not have not, obviously.
Ooh.
So this is it. It is right here. I understand this will be put on the web somewhere. Don't try and read this video.
Yep.
There is a back after
all. Excellent.
There's a back, too. Yeah, okay.
Is there any particular clue about what we're looking for, or is it all explained right there?
You'll be looking for the name of a person.
Name of a person. And as always, the first person to post the correct answer beneath this video on the thread on Channel 9, we'll send them a PDC shirt. So thanks for bringing one, by the way. It's pretty exciting.
Happy to do it.
So you're involved in PDC.
In the puzzles, yes.
In the puzzles, yes. But before we get there, though, what do you guys have to do with puzzles?
We just love to write and solve puzzles. We just it's in our blood. We can't not do it.
So this isn't your day job, right? This is kind of an extra credit activity.
There's a very large and active puzzle community at Microsoft. And as Kenny said earlier, we have many, many different kinds of events for full-timers, for interns, long, short. We have things that go on an entire weekend. We have one-day things. We have things where you spend most of your time in a conference room just working with a large team solving puzzles, and we have things where you spend most of your time running around campus with a small team trying to find things.
And I've heard about these weekend events for the full-time employees here, which I know you get big participation on these things every year, don't you?
Last one we had 1,000 people.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea it was 1,000 people.
1,000.
Wow. So huge interaction. It takes a long time. These are the people who like to kind of strain their brain, so to speak, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And solve these. So you just love puzzles, and you decided one day you'd start to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I look at puzzles as, you know, when you're trying to solve a puzzle, you have something that's generally extremely chaotic in front of you, and you're trying to make some order out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And try and figure out the thread of relevance in the overall, you know, thing you've been given.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fair bit like what we do at work here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole lot of requests that come from all sorts of places, and we try and make sense of it all and tie it together into something that, you know, is simple and makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give people very complex puzzles that have very simple answers.
So
that's what we reward.
And we decided to kind of take this idea and see if we can get you guys, ask you guys if you'd participate at PDC. And fortunately, you said yes, so hopefully all of our attendees will be appreciative that you're there to kind of, in addition to us kind of draining their brains, you're going to fill their brains with puzzles.
It'll be a good opportunity to show people the kinds of puzzles that we tend to look at, because these are not your typical crossword puzzles, Sudokus, things which are well-structured. Most of the puzzle here is figuring out what to do with the chaos in front of you.
Okay.
And once you figure it out, then there's the, ah, now it's working, now I see, and then an answer should pop out.
Excellent. So I know we don't want to talk too much about your involvement at PDC. We know you're going to be there.
Yep, we're going to be there. We're going to be running an event. The shirt that I'm wearing is a small clue to what we'll be doing, but only a small one.
Okay. I love this. This is like the tease show. This is fantastic. So you'll be there. We don't want to be very specific because some of it may actually involve a little bit of puzzles.
Yep.
Don't want to say more. So you brought some things that I have to ask you about, and maybe you can explain what some of them are. I'm sure they were involved in some prior puzzles, but this is maybe the kind of thing that we might see maybe in paper form or something like that.
But right. So I decided to bring some things that would film well, because I know we're doing a video here, and going over things that are exclusively paper is a little bit troublesome to do on video.
Agreed.
So what I did is I brought some stuff that is, physical.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't going to be able to do things quite this physical, but we have a couple surprises
mm-hmm.
in store.
Mm-hmm.
So this one right here, the puzzle is basically a bag of Legos.
Yeah.
So here's a bag of Legos right here. And also a set of diagrams, basically, here. And so you have to basically put the Legos together such that it matches all these schematics here. And all the black pieces are on the outside. And you can see this is called the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Clever.
And so you put it together and you make this. This is what gets made when it's all put together.
Yep.
And inside, there's a creature. And there's only one way to put this together such that it matches all six sides of the schematic.
Mm-hmm.
And the creature looks like this.
Very cool. How long do you think it'd take for somebody to actually go through that process on that puzzle?
Somebody who is really, really skilled in doing puzzles could do this in about an hour.
Okay.
And somebody who is just starting to think about, how to approach puzzles and things.
Mm-hmm.
I gave one of these to a coworker of mine, and it is a year later, and he still hasn't come back.
Maybe he's just ignoring you if you thought of that one.
he tried for a while. I think he finally gave up. But
so that's a longer puzzle. That's an hour long, it sounds like, to solve something like that.
Yeah.
What about this big kind of Rubik's Cube-y thing you've got sitting here in the middle?
Well, it's not quite a Rubik's Cube. This thing here, it's a cube where you're supposed to read a message on all six sides, which is kind of easy to do right now, but it's hard to do when you get it originally, when it looks more like that. This is how we would give it to people.
Okay.
And they would have to figure out that all the yellow parts go on the inside and put it together such that they could read a message on the outside.
Now, was there any clue given with this, or did they just get a bag of parts and you had to kind of figure it out?
Bag of parts.
Bag of parts and not even the slightest clue.
Bag of parts.
Oh, you guys are evil.
Kenny, you might want to add that bag of parts was given to people at about midnight at Seattle Center in the middle of a weekend.
See, now this is interesting.
Of driving around the Western Washington from puzzle to puzzle.
So this is like, I'm thinking The Amazing Race on TV, where they go all over the place. You actually have puzzles that take people all over the place here in the Seattle area.
Sometimes, yeah. Like. Yeah, we've done things like that.
Okay.
And so for this particular event, we gave them this, while they were busy solving this puzzle here at Seattle Center, we were parking their vans for them, and we hid more clues inside their vans that they didn't find out about until, hours later.
You guys are kind of clever.
It's fun to do. We try to do stuff that makes things fun for people.
Yeah, definitely. So, are there any other stories? I love the fact, you do it for FTEs. It sounds like you've maybe done some for interns as well.
Yeah, we do an event every summer, a one-day event for interns.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good opportunity because there are sort of groups of effectively puzzle teams that regularly compete in the bigger events, and usually one team puts on one of these big events. The event for interns, people from all the teams get together and get to sort of brainstorm about what are good ways to torture our interns a little bit, but not too much. We're gentle about it. We do it as about an eight-hour event. They get nice prizes at the end. They seem to have a lot of fun.
I say, for the right mind, this is enjoyable, right? This is a pleasure. This isn't anything you endure. You actually love doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. I love the teams come back. It's not just a set of people that assembles every time. It's teams come back to compete again.
They come back to do it again, and then the interns, when they get hired, a lot of them come back and help us write it.
Oh, so there's more participation in the group itself.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is again not your day job. I'd be very curious about what do you guys do during the day?
Well, I am an architect in Expression. I work for Expression Blend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I work with WPF and Silverlight all the time.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll have some sessions on both of those topics, I believe, at PDC. So that's mm-hmm. fantastic. Yeah. And Josh?
I am a senior cryptographer at MS Research.
Wow!
About half the time I spend doing pure research, and actually I've been doing a lot of